We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money.
Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife.
Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, September 19th, goes to a Florida woman named Amy Kemper. What does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today is no exception. Now, Amy has been arrested for child neglect without great bodily harm after leaving her 11-year-old son in a hotel room with a dead man following a menage a trois with two men, a.k.a. she got a train ran on her and couldn't afford a babysitter. Let's go to WESH-NBC2 for the report, please.
Well, a Flagler County mother is in jail this afternoon, accused of leaving her 11-year-old son in a hotel room with a dead man after a drug-fueled party.
Only
the sheriff's office says 32-year-old Amy Kemper checked into the Hammock Beach Golf Resort and Spa in Palm Coast with her son, where she met two men on Saturday night. They allegedly took drugs and had sex while her son was still in the room. At some point, investigators say Kemper left with one of the men and returned several hours later to find the other man dead in the room. Kemper is being held on a $15,000 bond.
Amy got piped down for the pipe. If this isn't the most valid reason that folks need daycare vouchers, then I don't know what is. Can someone please help her with her child care costs? Can someone please get her some free daycare? Florida, please give this woman all the grants and vouchers and various forms of financial assistance she needs to pay for child care expenses. First of all,
She needs the daycare. We know that. But most importantly, she got a serious drug problem. Now, there has been plenty of times you couldn't find a babysitter and had to take your child with you, you know, places like work. You know, you might have to take your child to work when you didn't want to, or, you know, maybe even school. Visit a friend real quick. Run to the store. But I bet good money you never said to yourself, I'm going to run to this drug-fueled threesome right quick, and you're going to have to come with me. Okay?
There you go.
Ain't an... Ain't enough cocoa melon and roadblock in the world to distract your kid from watching mommy get a train ran on her during a drug-fueled orgy. Poor kid. Poor kid probably thought he was watching Bob the Builder the way his mom was getting screwed and hammered. Okay, the child was 11.
Jesus.
He's old enough to record this and put it on TikTok. He's old enough to record this and even upload it to Pornhub. It might be on Pornhub right now with the title, Hanging While Mommy Banging, all right? Everybody don't need to have kids. It's really that simple, because what's even scarier is you don't care about that child, because she left that little boy in the room with one of the men, the man that was 60 years old. She left him in the room while she left with the other man. She told deputies she thought the man was snoring strangely, and then when she returned, he was unresponsive. But what if he wasn't? What if he hadn't died? What if he was high off drugs and, God forbid, sexually assaulted your child or killed your child, all because you love drugs more than you love your seed? Now cops got to play CSI and figure out, did the man die from sex? Did he die from drugs? Or did he die from old age? Probably a combination of all three. Okay, and listen, I understand substance abuse and folks having issues beyond their control, but I truly feel bad for this child. Think about what you was doing when you was 11. What was you doing when you was 11, NB?
Sure, playing video games.
You know what I'm saying? Playing video games. What was you doing when you was 11, Red? Video games. You know what I'm saying? You want to play some video games? Or you want to watch some wrestling? You know what I'm saying? I used to walk around doing the D-Generation X chop. Remember the D-Generation X chop when they used to do like this? Remember that? Remember that? Telling people, suck it. Huh? You remember that? But imagine someone hitting your mother with wrestling moves, like the Anaconda Vice. The stroke, the pink hole slam, and telling her, suck it while you watch. My God.
Jesus.
Okay.
Christ.
Once again, everybody does not deserve to be a parent, because parents must want their children. Okay. Does it sound like this woman wanted her child? I don't know how he's made it to 11 years old, honestly, because children are 100% their parents' responsibility. Does it sound like this woman has been responsible for this child at all during the past 11 years? How many times has this happened to this young man? You think this was his first rodeo? You think this is the first time he's been left in a room while his mom got a train ran on her, while she did drugs? Huh? This kid is either going to be permanently broken because of the trauma. He's going to either be permanently broken and doesn't believe his life will ever improve, or one day he's going to write the greatest book, the greatest movie, or album of all time. I personally pray for the latter. Please give Amy Kemper the biggest hee haw. I'm telling you, man. 11 years old.
And it's Roblox, not Roblock.
What I
Roblox.
Said.
You said something.
Does it matter? People know what I meant.
Just making sure.
And I'll tell you one thing, man.
What's that?
I said it earlier and I thought about it, but you know, he is 11 years old. But
right.
For real, you know, the older you get, you know, when mommy say, I got to run to this drug-fueled threesome right quick and you're going to have to come with me. The older you get, you're going to start to wonder, what the hell does mommy mean when she says, come with me?
Oh, you stupid. I think she would put, well, I would hope she put him, well, yeah, it's just bad.
You hope she what?
Now, I was going to say put him in the other room, but how about hope she just wouldn't do that?
You think there was you think they could afford a two-bedroom hotel? That's one of them hotels in Florida that's a bed. And so you walk in, and it's the bed right there, and then the bathroom right next to the bed.
But you said it was a golf resort and suite, though, right?
I ain't say that, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, the news report said that. That golf resort and suite. We don't know what that mean in Florida. Okay? That mean it could be just holes in the ground.
Don't play a game?
No. You want to play a game?
Yes.
I guess we'll play a game of Guess What Race Is!
See my clues.
Amy Kemper from Florida left her 11-year-old in a hotel room during a drug-fueled orgy. Guess what race it is?
I have some questions. What type of drug?
They didn't say.
I'm going with white.
Shake it off, shake it off. Why Caucasian?
See, not what you just said now. I was still stuck on the golf resort, right? And if it's a golf resort that's connected to a golf
that don't mean anything.
Spot.
That don't mean
anything. I would think that, you know, I would lean towards the white.
That means nothing. It probably could just be a nice resort. Plenty of resorts you stay on that are nice.
But they don't say golf.
Yes, they do.
Like it's connected to...
That's not true.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, what
well, you're absolutely correct.
Now, see, I was right. See, I know what I'm talking about. See, okay. I didn't say not, but I was right.
I don't know if the golf had anything to do with it, but yes, you're absolutely correct. She is Caucasian.
Okay.
Amy Kemper is a white woman.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Who left her 11-year-old son in a hotel room during a drug-fueled orgy, and one of the men died, and the kid just sat there with the dead man for several hours.
All right, BET. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace, BET.
I hope he at least ran his pockets or something.
What?
The 11-year-old. I hope he got something out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, take some money from the guy or something. That kid. You know how much trauma that poor young man gonna have?
A lot.
Between sitting there with a dead man for several hours and watching his mom get a train ran on him. Who wanna see that?
He doesn't need robbery as well.
That's not robbery.
Yes, it is. You can't steal from somebody. That's a robbery.
It's reparations.
Reparations.
He's white. He's not reparations. That's white reparations.
Oh. White people get reparations.
In situations like that.
Oh, okay. Why are we whispering?
I don't know, because you stupid.
You stupid. You started.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast hosts Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.